Hello and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Bruno Baker, alumnus of the Atlanta Opera Studio and the staging director of the Atlanta Opera's new production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Here are five things to know about this opera. Number one, composer, librettist, and adaptation. A Midsummer Night's Dream is adapted from the Shakespeare play of the same name. Three stories of a fairy kingdom, lovers, and artists thrown into disruption over love, power, and passion. Shakespeare wrote A Midsummer Night's Dream around 1595. The opera, composed by Benjamin Britten with libretto by Britten and Peter Pears, premiered in 1960. The premiere was conducted by Britten himself, and Peter Pears performed the role of Francis Flute. The opera almost exclusively uses Shakespeare's original text. Number 2. Design. Just as the opera combines the text from the late 16th century and music from the 20th century, this production's design references Shakespeare's times with the world of our current-day audience. The scenic design by Stephen Kemp harkens an old globe-style theater flipped on its head, much like the characters in the stories. Integrated with the set is Atlanta Opera's state-of-the-art film technology and LED panels, enhancing and distorting the lives of the characters on stage. This melding of worlds breaks past the stage and into the auditorium for a one-of-a-kind immersive visual experience. Number 3. Puck. In the opera, all the characters sing except for the fairy Puck, which is a speaking role. While Britten indicates timings and rhythms for Puck's text, it allows for liberties of playfulness and disruption, such as our menacing Puck who assists in disrupting order in the world of the opera. In this production, Puck will be performed by Atlanta favorite mezzo-soprano Megan Marino, who will have a personified shadow in Causing Mischief, performed by dancer Bailey Jo Harbo, a longtime performer with the Atlanta Opera. Number 4. The Origin of Chaos. The plot of Midsummer follows three stories involving mismatched lovers, a band of mechanicals, and fairy monarchs that intertwine into mayhem. At its core, the origin of all the mayhem begins between the fairy King Oberon and the fairy Queen Titania as they battle for custody over a human child. Number 5. The cast. While this is the Atlanta debut of the opera to the public, much of the star-studded cast are familiar faces to our stage. Singers such as Kevin Burdett and Megan Marino, who have performed several roles over the years. Current and alumni of the Atlanta Opera Studio program includes Suzanne Burgess, Cameron Lopriori, and Jason Zacher. And making their Atlanta debuts as Titania and Oberon are Leave Redpath and Yeston Davies.
We'd wide enough, we'd wide enough to wrap a fairy in.
Thank you all for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed learning more about A Midsummer Night's Dream, please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcasts for more great episodes.